We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Today is also National Margarita Day. Jimmy gives us a little Margaritaville. Crank it up for a second. All-time banger.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, and it's brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Now, Funky Buddha is hosting their annual Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival on Saturday, March 2nd. It is a free all-day event, specialty beer tappings, live music, local vendors, and more. Again, that is Saturday, March 2nd. You can get all the details at funkybuddha.com. Anyone who's even a moderate Funky Buddha fan knows that the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival is unlike anything else. And the actual Maple Bacon Coffee Porter is the beer that put them on the map. And this is the annual celebration of that. So again, Funky Buddha Brewery, they've got the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival Saturday, March 2nd. Also, I'll remind you again, we have this great contest going on. Chance for you to get an autograph, photo, meet and greet with Jaime Jaquez Jr. at Hollywood Collectibles on Sunday, March 3rd. And if you want a chance to win, text the word HEAT to 20357. Text the word HEAT. We have a different code word every day. Today's word is HEAT. Text HEAT to 20357 and you just might win. If you want details, you want to purchase tickets, you can go to hollywoodcollectibles.com. It is a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Text the word HEAT to 20357. So Solana will be back with us tomorrow. So I'm saving all the Solana engagement talk for tomorrow when he's here with us. But Crowder, you're aware, I'm guessing, that Solana got engaged to his girlfriend Valentina while they're in Italy. I'm guessing they're flying back today. Probably not going directly to the emergency room like they did last time.
He's not going to be in tomorrow. Italy. He's going to the hospital.
No, he has learned his lesson. He will not open himself up to that kind of criticism once again. She had actually suggested going to HR. We were so brutal to him the last time that they got back from Italy. But he will be back as an engaged man.
I don't know if he's ready, Hawk. I would text him when I saw it on Twitter or Instagram, whatever. I first saw him down on one knee with them tight ass pants on. I texted him and I said, "Congrats!" And then I text him when I tell everybody about getting married. Hawk, you've heard me tell him. I said, "If you want to be happy over being right, you'll be married for a long time." And his first text back to me is, "I like to be right though." And I said, "Yep." It's not going to work out, man. So
listen,
we got to
learn that lesson. You learn that lesson quickly, though, because I like to be right as well. After 26 years, you find out that being right, I'll save it for this show. I'll just be right all the time on this show.
Man, I'm telling you, I try to give guys advice on marriage. The phrase that every married man needs to know, Hawk, sounds good. No matter what comes before it, bling, 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 blah, 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 blah. Sounds good. That keeps marriages together. Sounds good keeps marriages together.
Well, I want to play for everybody this hour. We'll get headlines with Dan Day, and Solana will be in tomorrow, and I'll talk more about my trip to New York, and Crowder can talk about his travels, and we can learn a little bit about what happened in Italy with Solana and his now fiancée, Valentina. But I wanted to play something today before he gets back because we'll have so much to cover tomorrow. There was a show, this was a couple of years ago, where Solana, in the middle of maybe the first hour, said, I've got to go. My girlfriend is stranded on 95. And he disappeared for about an hour and a half, 2 hours. I'm guessing you filled in, Dan? Maybe you were on the station?
Yeah, yeah. He called me in the hallway and said, come and fill in. And he really was very grateful for me filling in for an hour.
You remember that, Crowder? He bolted because she was caught. And we were like, well, what are you going to do? And he's like, yeah. And then he comes back. And he starts telling us the story. I'm going to play it for you the next second. He starts telling us the story of looking in the car. Her car had broken down. But I know, again, it's the same thing that we always go through with Solana, which is just you've got to peel back the onion. The more you peel it back, you get to the truth. But he was like, yeah, I looked in the under the hood, and I noticed this. And then I'm like, this doesn't, like, you don't know anything about that stuff. I don't know anything about that stuff. You don't know anything about that stuff. And his girlfriend happened to be here. I didn't realize that he came back with her. And then we put her on the air and we started digging a little bit and we got to the truth. And it's really one of my favorite segments because Valentina was at first an unwitting participant, but then she kind of got her groove and she was all too willing to share everything that had transpired. One thing that sticks in my head is I remember he left in the middle of the show and then he's like, I'll be back as soon as I can. But then I remember as we were talking to him, he's like, yeah, we had lunch at Pollo Tropical or something like that. And I'm like, well, wait a second. You went to lunch? You left in the middle of work. Like, you went to lunch. There was a whole bunch of things that happened. So anyway, I'm going to play it for you this segment before he gets back and we can celebrate their engagement. I'm thrilled for him. I love Valentina. Yes. She is so great and they make such a great couple.
She's great. I don't know about the great couple thing.
He makes it a great couple. He's got a lot of Hockman going on there, and I love it. So anyway, he'll be back tomorrow if all goes well.
There's an old phrase, I'll punch your coverage. Just putting it out there.
100%. I've lived my life with that. But we'll get headlines. I want to play that segment, and he'll be back tomorrow, and we'll have some fun as we head into the weekend with our engaged executive producer Alejandro Solana. So let's get a quick look at headlines here. Start out the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour with Daniel Day.
And they're brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your car or truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. We just talked to Doug Plagans, and he said people are starting to really come around on the Panthers. Well, Bleacher Report has the Cats at number one in their power rankings. Wow. Of course, we know they're going to be taking on Carolina 7 o'clock tonight, looking for that franchise record and tying NHL record, 12th consecutive road win.
Very cool.
They just keep winning. I keep loving
you.
On the road.
I
love it. Reports are that Teron Armstead will return to the Dolphins next season. He is not going to retire. Other reports, too, say that the Dolphins are going to find a way to retain Christian Wilkins next season.
I was saying at the beginning of the show, Crowder, that would be great if Teron Armstead came back, but you have to go into next season with him being a luxury. There has to be a shored up offensive line, and whatever games Teron Armstead can give you is a luxury because he ain't giving you 17. He's probably not giving you 15. I don't even think he's giving you 12. But when he's out there, he's great. But you can't go in thinking he's one of your starters and maybe you'll miss him sporadically. He just has to be a luxury piece, in my opinion.
A bonus guy.
Yep.
If he's playing, we love it, but you have to. You can't base your offensive line around the all-pro left tackle of Teron Armstead because he is an all-pro guy. He's one of the best in the world at what he does. But to your point, he's old and he gets hurt all the time. So they need to rebuild this O-line with him being a bonus piece. I'm with you 100%.
The NBA is back tonight. Two games of note. The one that everyone seems to have wanted to watch, at least before the news came out earlier today, was going to be Warriors-Lakers, but LeBron James is not playing due to a bad ankle. And if you're a Heat fan, it's important to know that the Pelicans are going to be playing the Rockets, and then tomorrow night the Pelicans on a back-to-back play the Heat. That tips off at 8 o'clock, Smoothie King Center, Central Business District of New Orleans.
Look at you, Mr. New Orleans.
I'm just throwing it out there. Zion.
Central Business District.
Zion loves a smoothie. Bacon grease. Bacon grease smoothie.
You know how much it hurts me every time you make fun of him? Like, really, you take a little part of me every single time.
Listen, me as well. I mean, I went to bat for that guy for several years, but it is what it is.
I'm on top of this argument, baby. Didn't he drop? He dropped like 40. What did he drop? Like 41 last week or something?
Yeah, hit a game winner, did all that. Yeah, it was big time. Big time.
Damn, now see, you always go too far. Big time.
He's played in 40.
Well, he had a big time game.
A game.
It's doesn't happen like 26... to be like in the postseason awards odds.
Mm-mm. He's got like 26 points a game. He's played in 44 of 55 games so far this season. Everyone talks about how fat and hurt he is. I'm like, well, I don't know. Pretty good numbers on that.
Man, you love New Orleans.
I love New Orleans. I love Zion.
De'Aaron Fox being the MVP of the league right now. I cannot bet on Zion Williamson being the MVP of the league because there's no odds.
Mm-mm.
Well,
I need to get him to endorse Crowder Powder.
Oh, I would love to see that sit down.
That would be great.
We got an idea for you, Zion. Hopefully you haven't done your research on me. We'd like you to sell some Crowder Powder.
Hey, send in the heavy set. Where's heavy set at? Come on, big man.
One more quick note. Inter Miami did win their season opener last night 2-0 over Real Salt Lake. They're going to play the LA Galaxy in Los Angeles this Sunday at 8:30.
All right.
And weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7, 866-954-MORE. Not a cloud in the sky the past couple of days. Little more cloud cover today. You're supposed to get even more clouds tomorrow, but still in the 70s here in South Florida.
All right, we have a great segment for you in the next segment. I am looking forward to listening to this. So again, it's a couple years ago, and it's Solana. He leaves the show. He's got to go save his girlfriend, now fiance, on the side of I-95. And then they both come back to the studio. Rookie mistake by Solana. We immediately put Valentina on the air and find out what happened as he tries to play the role of man, figuring out what's wrong with her car. So you'll hear it all in the next segment. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm a doctor. Do you have any medical questions for me or anything?
No.
Okay.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. And Gary Newman Cars brings us into a segment about Solana and his car. And again, said it in the last segment, Solana's engaged now. I'm going to play this today before he gets back because I think it's a great snapshot into Solana and what Valentina has awaiting for her for the rest of her life.
Goodness gracious.
This is such a great segment. Before we get to it, let me just talk about BNT Impact Windows and Doors. One of the best decisions you'll ever make is having BNT Impact Windows and Doors install PGT custom windows and doors throughout your home. this is a great time to start thinking about PGT Custom Windows and Doors. You take care of it now, because when hurricane season rolls around, it's going to be here before you know it. You can relax a little bit because you took care of everything at the beginning of the year. And that's why you need to call BNT Impact Windows and Doors. And speaking from experience, PGT Custom Windows and Doors are a game changer. The great thing about PGT Custom Windows and Doors, not only are your windows and doors going to look better, your home is going to look better, but your homeowner's insurance premium will probably go down as well. BNT Impact Windows, that's the way to go. They come out to your house, take some measurements, get you an estimate. Before you know it, you've got those Impact Windows and Doors installed and ready to protect your home. So call BNT right now, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or check them out online at bntwindowsanddoors.com. Without further ado, I don't know how many people have ever heard this or not, because we played it once when it happened, and I believe Solana has played it once since. It's a couple years ago. We're in the middle of a show. Solana, it's like the 2 o'clock hour. I got to go. Valentina stuck on 95. I don't understand it, because, like, what are you going to do to help?
What are you going
to
do?
Right. You got to get a service technician out. But regardless, he goes, this is now, he has come back. He is now back to the studio. And here's the way that it sounded on the air. So if you were listening, Solana left the show. It was about 2:45. He came back. He told us during the commercial break, his girlfriend was stranded on 95. Her car had broken down. And it is now 10 minutes till 5. Solana has returned to the studios in El Portal. So we have a quick segment here. So tell us quickly what happened and how you were able to help.
Brother, I got underneath the hood. I mean, what do you think? Come on.
He did nothing.
You talking about getting it on with her while you were waiting for a tow truck? Is that what we're talking about here?
I found a Miami Subs grill right down the road, right off the exit. We pulled off. We parked, called a tow truck.
Well,
I got myself a Miami Subs grill, and we're good to go.
Wait. You pulled off. Did you start her car?
Yeah.
Well, how'd you get her car started?
What happened was there was a very loud noise coming from underneath the hood, and she panicked and pulled over, turned off the car. So that's why when I got
on 95?
Yeah, when I got there, and that's what happened, I'm like, well, why would you do that? Like, get off. And whatever.
She pulled over on the 95 shoulder rather than just going to the next exit?
Well, that's what she ended up doing. She went over to the next exit, and I found her off on the next exit. And she was a block away from a Goodyear. I'm like, why wouldn't you have just gone to the Goodyear? Like, just go and ask them if they can help you out. But it turns out, like, I think something's actually wrong with her car. It's not something... I think it's something severe. Like, I think it's actually something legitimately wrong, just from my inspection underneath the hood for a couple minutes.
I don't understand. So you went there, so you spent a couple hours with her, you went to Miami Subs, but you didn't accomplish anything. There's something wrong with the car, and you didn't do anything.
No, I did. I did a lot. I did a ton out there, actually. I made sure she was safe. I made sure, you know, the situation was under control. I called... AAA, we got a tow truck out there. We made sure the tow truck knew where they were going to go drop off the car. And, you know, we fed ourselves while we waited for the tow truck.
Y'all need to talk about management of distressful situations, because this wasn't done correctly.
I mean, if this is a harbinger of how you two are going to approach situations that arise in the future... You maybe, like, you know, like Crowder says, kind of maybe just have a family meeting and chart out, here's what we should do if something goes wrong. Like, I still don't understand. She called you because she heard a noise in her car. So you drove from Miami to Hollywood, took her to Miami Subs, and then called AAA?
Well, when you put it that way, it does sound somewhat silly.
Not exactly like a SEAL team.
Solana, everything you did could have been done from the studio.
I agree. But when your significant
Except
other.
The Miami subs, of course.
Right. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think they Uber Eats out here. It's a little bit far.
Get the curly fries. I'm
man,
sorry.
Those Nathan fries, though, man. Those seasoned fries. Woo. I got a fruit punch, a high C. Haven't had one of those in a while. No, but your significant other calls you in a panic. They tell you something's wrong here. I need help. You don't, you know, tell her, all right, I'm going to stick around and I'll call somebody to help you. You bolt and you go out there. You make sure the situation is under control.
You check. You go, do you really need help? Like, what's the situation? Are you like, and she'll go, there's a noise in my car. And then you go, well, you know, maybe you don't, you know, like maybe I don't need to spring into action like I'm Batman here. You know, let me, yeah. How about, would it be okay if, where are you? And, you know, whatever.
Right.
I'll send a tow truck.
I mean, you guys know I'm certainly someone who likes to exaggerate a little bit, right? I'll bend the truth at times. I believe my girlfriend is 10 times worse than me when it comes to exaggerating situations.
Does she know what time you work?
2 to 6, I believe she's aware.
No, I'm just curious. I didn't know if she was aware that she was, you know, taking you away in the middle of your work day or not.
Mm-hmm. She's here. I brought her here. If you want to grill her in the next segment,
she's at work with you.
Grill her like a Miami sub sausage
to calm her down from this terrible traumatic situation.
Well, her car got towed, bro. So where was she gonna go? Think I'm gonna let her? Think I'm right? But there's one car. I had to come back to work.
Uber.
Oh, Uber, Lyft, call a friend, phone a friend. Yeah, there's a lot of options. Y'all panic. Y'all's panic isn't good together.
What is going
what
on?
What are you talking about?
Y'all,
it was in
listen,
Hollywood.
Don't have no children.
We got on
don't
95.
Don't have no children. The baby's going to fart, and y'all are both going to go crazy.
I said, hey, come to work with me for an hour, and then we'll leave at 6. We'll go home together. We saved ourselves $45. I live down in Southwest Miami-Dade. I live in Kendall. Bro,
she's like, that's so cool. You only have to work an hour a day.
Yeah, when I'm taking you to Miami subs during the work day.
Hawk, think about these two with children.
I can't even. Well, you remember they both went to the emergency room with jet lag. So this really kind of, I mean, it really does kind of fall into place as to how they approach things. God forbid they have a baby who's colicky. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, they're going to be bringing in Doctors Without Borders.
Can we wrap this segment up? Because I think Dan Day is flirting with her. So I got to go sort this situation.
He's going to solve a problem better than you do.
All right. We'll discuss this more in the 5 o'clock hour, which is going to start a little bit late. But I'm glad we got to, I don't know if we call that the bottom of that, but we got to something. All right, 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, and it's brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. We've got breaking news, which is that Solana's girlfriend is in the studio after the car debacle today, and I want to get to the bottom of this. So can you bang out headlines real quick here in like 30 seconds so that we can devote some time to Valentina?
Banging out is something I do very well. Let's get it done.
Banging out quickly.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Hot as hell outside. Trust me, I was just outside working underneath the hood of a vehicle.
Yeah, underneath the hood. I doubt you would know how to get the hood open. Someone texted in. You think maybe it was the oil? Has she changed her oil? Because that could be a loud noise under the hood if the oil's gone and it creates that loud knocking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's a good point. But I actually made sure to check the oil. And I mean, come on, man. This is
there was something on the dipstick, like you know how to pull the dipstick out?
The what?
It shows you how much he knows about cars and how helpful he could have possibly been if he hears the word dipstick and he just giggles like a school girl.
It's a child.
The what?
Did you check the oil?
Yeah, no, there was some Freon in the oil. Yeah, we're all good.
Solana, let me guess. She said it's a loud knocking. You said let me hear. Mm-hmm. And you co-signed that there's a loud knocking.
Right.
No. No, I'm telling you, I was able to get underneath the hood, and I made sure everything looked okay, how it's supposed to look, and I got underneath the car as well. I saw there was some stuff leaking from the car. I presumed it was oil, and when the tow truck driver arrived, he told me it was not oil, it's just water. And
the air conditioning. Mm-hmm. Honestly, dude. Did you really tell the tow truck driver that I think the oil's leaking?
Yeah, and he was very concerned, and then he assured me, no,
I mean,
that,
you could
that's
put
just
your
water.
Finger on it, and then you look at your finger, you could tell really quickly if it's oil or water.
Yeah, I'm not touching liquid on the ground. What the hell are you talking about, man?
Liquid.
Can you imagine calling this guy to help out?
I would have waved down somebody randomly before calling you.
Yeah, the guy, the hitchhiker from Something About Mary. That guy would have been more help.
7 minute abs.
You're in trouble when they come out with 6 minute.
What do you mean? He's a 7 minute abs.
Can't even break a sweat in 6 minutes. It's all about seven.
Is your girlfriend in the studio?
She is. She is
Valentina.
She is ready to go.
We love the beautiful Valentina. Has Solana represented accurately what transpired this afternoon?
Kind of. Well, I was driving and I started hearing this very loud noise and my car started to shake. And I was leaving my esthetician's office and I was on 95 and I was freaking out because that's like the worst nightmare for me. Like, what do I do? I don't know how to change a tire. I don't know anything.
You call me.
About cars.
So because you're helpless, you called someone more helpless?
He tells me all the time, just call me. I'm your boyfriend. Don't call your dad. Like, let me do the job.
All right. So you hear this noise. You pull off to the side. You call him.
Yes.
And you say, babe, because you guys drop babes on each other all day long.
Yeah.
So you say, babe, what? I'm stranded on 95. I need your help.
Yeah. My car is not, like, it's making crazy noise. I need you to come here now. Please.
And so, and did you wait for him or then you pulled it off into the next exit?
No. So I turned on my car. I'm like, let me see if I can, like, drive off. And then it started making the noise again. So I just stopped.
All right. And so then you just waited for him. You said, once El Novio gets here, everything will be fine.
Exactly.
All right. And so then what does he do? He pulls up, he sees you, he finds you. And how does Solana spring into action?
So he's like, pop the hood open. I'm like, okay. So I look for and I pop it. He goes to the front of the hood and he's like trying to like...
He doesn't even know the.
And I'm like, wait, isn't there a button that we have to pop, like press for it to open? And I'm looking, and he's still looking at the front of the car, and I'm like, oh, look, I found it.
Wait,
and it opens.
Solana, you thought you could open the hood before popping something on the inside? Because don't you think people would just go around opening people's hoods and stealing engines?
I'm so proud of her. She's running a bit. I am so proud of her.
Is she lying?
I knew. I told her, pop the hood.
So the hood opens, and he's, like, holding it. And I'm like, he's like, try not to touch it because it's hot. And I'm like, hold on. There's, like, a stick here. Grab the stick and put it
up. This is unbelievable. Was it at that point that you regretted calling him? Because
like,
now you're just doing
you?
Everything under the watchful eyes of your boyfriend.
I'm like, I should have done this.
Solana, you didn't know that there's a stick that comes up to brace the... I mean, most of them stay up on hinges now, but you didn't know that there was a stick that braces the hood?
Well, my hood stays up on a hinge. So I knew there was a stick for a car, but I couldn't find the stick. I thought it was on the side. It was actually in the middle.
It was right in front of him.
Wait a second. Couldn't find the stick?
Oh, well, they hide it in this Jeep.
They don't hide it.
They hide
no.
it. Crowder,
it's
they
the
hide
opposite.
It.
And Solana, what were you looking for?
I don't know. I got to be honest.
Right, Valentina. So what happens? You finally get the roof open, and now what does he do?
He stares at it for like a couple minutes, and then he's like, I think it's the vent. The fan. I'm like, yeah, no, like it's going, it's like shaking, and that's the only thing that's making the sound. He's like, okay, well, did you call the tow truck? I'm like, yeah, that's it.
That's all he did. Wait, so how did, when he opened the hood and he's looking at it for a couple minutes, does he kind of like, you know, do this, you know?
Yeah, he's
like,
trying to figure out, and then I see him pull his phone out, and then he's like Googling, like, okay, loud noise coming from the He's like, babe, I think you might have an oil leak. And then he looks under the car. He gets on the ground and looks under. He's like, yep, oil leak.
Wait a second. Wait, Solana. Wait, on a 105 degree day where she's obviously got the air conditioner running and it's churning as best as it can. Mm-hmm. You see some water dripping out of the bottom of the car, and you immediately designate, we have an oil leak.
Well, why the hell is the air conditioner leaking? That doesn't sound right. That doesn't sound like it's operating properly.
It's not leaking. It's just causing condensation. Yeah.
You ever heard that word before, condensation?
So the tow truck driver comes up and he says, I think we have an oil leak here.
No, he says, I've never heard this sound before, so I can't tell you what's wrong with the car.
No, but Solana says to the tow truck driver, I think we have an oil leak. Like he's going to tell the tow truck driver what he's.
Yeah.
And the guy immediately was like, that's not oil.
No. So then he moves the car, right? He puts the car on top of the tow truck. And I'm like, you know what? I don't think it's oil. Let me go check. And I go look, and it's like, babe, it's not oil. Because there's, when it's oil, you see, like, the little different colors on the ground. Mm-hmm. He's like, wait, let me check. He puts his finger on the water. He's like, yeah, but it's not oil. It's water.
At what point did you regret calling him? Because it really does sound like you did everything.
Letter grades, Valentina. What would you give him in this time of trouble?
To be honest with you, I'm glad that I'm here and not stuck out there still waiting.
So he got an A+. Right,
he got an A+.
Really, had you not called him and waited for him to go through everything, you'd probably have been home for the last couple of hours.
That's right. I should have just called the tow truck on my own.
Right, but you wouldn't have had your onion rings at Miami Subs Grill. I mean, hold on a second here.
That is true.
You guys are totally leaving out the most important part of this story. I bought us lunch at Miami Subs.
During our show. What did you have at Miami Subs, Valentina?
The chicken sandwich with onion rings.
Would you have Solana?
Yeah, normally I get a Philly cheesesteak, but I went chicken sandwich. I got the Nathan's fries. So good. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're thrilled that you're okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
And I think you've seen a little glimpse into your future. And now you'll have to make some sort of determination.
Valentina, get my son's. He's 11. Get his number next time something goes wrong. Way more efficient than Solana.
What the hell was I supposed to do? Like, pull out my damn wrench and get to work?
But if you go there, like, if your answer is, what am I supposed to do, then what are you going there for?
Just to make sure that my girlfriend was okay. She was panicking. She's on the side of the road. She's by herself in Hollywood. She's not used to being there. And she needed help. She needed somebody to go and make sure she was going to be okay. I got the situation under control. And, you know, I did what I had to do. And I pretended to know, like, I knew what I was looking at when I opened up the hood. Because what the hell am I supposed to do? Get there and just sit in the car like a bunch of bozos? I Googled some stuff. I incorrectly assumed the car was leaking oil. That's on me. My bad, babe. And we got out of there. We're alive.
He's like, uh-oh, this isn't good. Your car is leaking oil.
He does a Google search. The car making noise. He immediately says, oh, no good. We got an oil leak. All of a sudden, he's in the pit crew. He's at a NASCAR race. I just want to get one more thing straight. Mm-hmm. You left work during a work day and then decided, hey, let's go grab some lunch at Miami Subs.
I mean, Hawk, there was a Miami Subs down the street. What was I supposed to do?
Ay, vey. I mean, what an afternoon.
You got you one, Valentina. You got
you
one winner.
He had
you
to
do.
Show
you
me
got
some way,
one.
Somehow, you know, like, let me get her some food, you know, like, after not doing anything to my for my car.
So when do you expect to? Why are you looking? You didn't do anything for her car. In fact, you misdiagnosed it. Like, not only did you not do anything, you almost created a panic when there was none. When will you hear something about your car?
Well, it just got there, and they're closed now, so we'll see tomorrow.
Actually, since you want to throw me under the bus, sweetie.
Me?
The address that they gave the tow truck driver right when we got to the Citadel here to our studios, he called her. And he yelled, he almost raised his voice a little bit, actually. I'm at the address you sent me. It's a Colombian bakery. There is no auto shop here. And she said, no, there's an auto shop there. And he was adamant, there is no auto shop here. And that's where we're at right now. There's been no update since.
Perhaps he can get you some pan and bring it back to you there at the Citadel.
The answer's food to everything.
But you, would you acknowledge this, Solana? The guy obviously met you because you were there.
Mm-hmm.
And now he calls your girlfriend and just starts yelling at her. He doesn't have much respect for you.
No, that guy has no respect for me at all.
See, because, pie, you know pie.
You know, guy,
you know pie.
Guys, no, it's not pie. Guys, especially tow truck drivers, like guys that know cars, when they're talking to another man that doesn't know cars, they immediately have like a superiority complex. Like immediately that makes you manlier than me. Like, oh, okay, you dedicated your life to cars. I have no problem against that. I happen to dedicate my life to talking into a mic, and I bet you wouldn't know how to put a show on. All right, jackass. So go ahead, lift the stupid car, do your job, and I'll go back and do my car.
It's
my
job. It's obviously they know what they're doing. I think where they get, you know, where it rubs them the wrong way a little bit is when they pull up on a 105-degree day. They don't want to be out there, and they get sent on a wild goose chase because the guy says, we've got a situation here. We've got an oil leak.
Mm-hmm. No, I could see why that would be frustrating, for sure. But I was just trying to make him aware of a possible hazardous situation. That's all. And he's the professional. He shouldn't have taken my word for it. He should have done his due diligence. That's on him.
I think he did.
You should start a company when people are on the side of the road, you pick them up and take them for chicken sandwiches and onion rings. Sounds great to me.
You're going to call AAA? Let me call Alejandro first. I'll put my order in. He'll come get me, and then the man will arrive with AAA and help out my car. I picture you just like, look, I can't even.
You know that nod he had when the hood went up.
You know the nod. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I expected under here. But, you know, Valentina, like, she's got it together. I mean, I don't know if people know, but like, she's got it together. She's very studious and she's determined. She had to have known the moment that he couldn't find how to keep the hood up that this was just a bad decision. You know what I mean? I've told you, my wife sometimes will ask someone at Publix who I know just got to this country 5 weeks ago where the Yisquer candles are, which is so Jewish. Like, no one would. You could have worked at Publix for 7 years. You don't know where that is. And I immediately go, this was just a bad idea. I know this was a bad idea. Now we're down this road that we can't stop. And Valentina, the moment he's trying to open the hood without first having popped it from inside the car, she, like, it's just a cavalcade of moments where she's like, why did I call him?
She called
he's
a
like,
family member.
Because you can see him holding the roof up
and he's trying,
with his
like,
hand.
Right, and but it's hot. So he's like, doing this.
Dancing with the hood.
So he believes he's got the car, the one car where the hood will just fall. You got to hold it up yourself and diagnose, which is obviously tough for the mechanics who actually can only, you know, disassemble a part with one hand. They have to hold it up with another. They have to hire help, you know.
Here's what I was hoping. There was like a loose piece of plastic or something inside under the hood. And I was just going to clip it right back on and we were going to be on our way. I would have saved the day. So I open up the hood, and, you know, I'm just touching things. You know, you kind of just feel around, see if, you know, if there's anything loose. And, nothing happened. The sound just persisted. It didn't stop.
Oh, we didn't know, Hawk. Valentina drives a Lego car. He was just going to click a Lego into place and everything was going to be fine. You didn't tell us she drives a Lego car.
So you thought that you would drive to her in an emergency situation. Mm-hmm. You would pet the engine and it would stop making noise?
I mean, you got to give something a shot, right? I drove out there. But like, what? I drove all the way out there, drove all the way to Hollywood. I was going to pop that engine open or that hood open and just look at it at least, like pretend like I knew what I was doing.
Valentina, which point did you know this was a bad decision to call him?
When he was trying to open the hood.
And it's so, you can just picture him trying to lift the hood.
He's like,
going, well, I can tell you what the problem is right now. We can't get the hood open. Everything has fallen apart in this car.
And I pressed the button, and he still couldn't open the hood.
So he couldn't find the little latch. But it sounds like you actually knew everything that needed to be done. You knew to pop the hood. You knew that there was a little stick that would hold the hood up. You knew that that it wasn't an oil leak.
I'm not sure.
Great.
Boy, you got your winner, Valentina.
What a tremendous afternoon. Did he make you pay for lunch?
No, he got that.
I drove all the way over here. What are you saying? I'm paying.
Oh, my God. All right. Anybody else have any more questions for Valentina, or should we move on?
It tickled me.
Heading the engine. He thought the engine had a headache. He just wanted, just relax. He gave it hypnosis. Just relax.
The engine was made of plastic. It's a plastic piece.
But don't you feel like we're a little behind in terms of advancements and technology and automobiles? Like, I realized that as soon as I opened up the hood today, there's way too much happening underneath that hood. Like, we still have engines. We still have, I don't know, like, there's like three compartments. And why? Just make the car go and stop. Right?
Right.
Like, what are we doing?
Into one compartment.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine driving by on 95 and seeing a guy who's doing this to the roof because it's burning his hand, but he doesn't realize that there's a stick that'll hold it up. So he's like, he's constantly taking his hand off it real quick so that his hand doesn't burn. And he's probably thinking to himself, boy, these mechanics are something, man. They'll come here and they'll probably just hold this roof up and they'll suffer through the burn, but they'll get the problem solved.
Yeah, special. Solana.
Oh, what's Eduardo going to say about this?
Well, I called him and I said, because I know we have AAA in the family. So I said, hey, what's the AAA number? And he's like, no, you need your own card. And he hung up. And that's it. That was the conversation.
Wow. Thanks, yeah. Ed.
You need, this is my card. You need your own card. And that's it. He's like, yeah, I'm eating. And he hung up. And that was it. That was the conversation.
Somebody texts in, now we know why he was waitlisted at UCF. You missed that yesterday. The only person on the planet who's ever been waitlisted at UCF is the executive producer of this show.
They don't even have one, do they?
They don't. That's what I was saying yesterday. I'm going, like, hey, Bob, do we have any kind of wait list? No, not yet. No, we haven't done one. They have 60,000 students there. Like dude, they're like,
what's on a napkin?
They're like, yeah, send them a napkin. Says, just have it say, hold on.
Yeah, up for grabs. This UCS up for grabs, Mom.
Oh, man. That is a great story. All right, we have no time for Mike Cuno anymore, but glad you are safe and sound, Valentina. We are all rooting for your car.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for joining the show, by the way. You're welcome. And you know he said that to her on site after the tow truck pulled away. He's like, you're like a hero, you know? You're welcome.
Yeah. Oh, what? At Miami Grill? Oh, my goodness.
It just kept talking about himself.
Yeah. You grab me another drink, I'm parched.
Listen, for the rest of the week, call me Sully.
Figure this thing out.
Oh, my God. That is tremendous. That is really great. All right, we're back live. That is an all-time legendary segment, in my opinion, and it is a great way to celebrate the engagement of Solana and Valentina.
We celebrate weird.
Soon to be Valentina Solana. Alejandro Solana will be back with us tomorrow. Thank you, Dan, for filling in for the last week. And Jimmy, of course, did a great job today in holding down the fort while Solana was gone as well. Thank you today, Safid Dean and Clay Ferrero and Doug Plagans, for joining us. Dan Day's got you covered. Next up until Panthers hockey with Doug Plagans. Everybody have a great and safe Thursday night. Go Panthers. We will speak with you mañana.
Kansas City ain't worth a damn.
Safid will get that chili.
You need to need, you need, need. That's all, folks.
You need to need, need. Path, path, pus.
Take care, brush your hair.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.